1-855 area code. Toll free 1-800-944-WIOD. And Bell South Mobility customers make it a free call by dialing *IOD. Now, the Neil Rogers Show on News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
Oh boy, it's the 1 to 2 hour.
Coming next year, the King of Pop, your hometown, touring to benefit the Cardinal Classy School for Wayward Boys. It's Michael Jackson.
You know my food late isn't picky. I've got a very appetite.
Michael Jackson's benefit tour.
Cause I'll fondle any child. It don't matter if he's black or white.
Michael Jackson. Yes, Michael performs all of his greatest hits, from oldies with the Jackson 5.
They're learning the ABCs. I'm getting down on my knees. Removing the dungarees. ABC side of me, baby, you and me.
That's right. From the timeless tunes of the Jackson 5 to the classic solo work, Michael Jackson's benefit tour aims to please.
The people I surround myself with are juvenile. Some call me Big Brother, some a pedophile.
Censor.
Michael Jackson.
Sometimes I'm so depressed that I just sit around soaking, waiting for a call from Macaulay Culkin. When I'm home alone, sitting naked by the phone, I...
Censor.
And be one of the 5 lucky boys to receive backstage passes to hang out in Michael Jackson's dressing room.
Michael Jackson's benefit tour.
Michael.
Yes, Bobby.
Is that your real skin color?
Well, it's inside what counts. But I know a game that we can play to find out. And if you fly, you know, it's time to free Willy.
Say what you want, but you know who I give affection. Well, they don't know how to read, but little boys give me.
Bob Neal said no.
And hear the rousing finale as Michael sings the song he wrote for the children of the world, with the Vienna Boys Choir backing him up.
I don't like girls.
Oh.
I like male children. They are the ones who turn me on, and hey, I hope they're willing. It's a choice I'm making. I might screw up their lives, but it's true, they make the greatest lay when they're just fine.
Hear other great Michael Jackson classics. Like Billy's Jeans, Do You Know How to Tell Time, and of course, Smooth Criminal. Yes, it's Michael Jackson's tour to benefit the Cardinal Clancy School for Wayward Boys. Get your tickets now. Boys under 10 admitted free when accompanied by no one.
They're black, they're white, they're really, really tight.
Oh!
They're black, they're white.
Oh!
They're really, really tight.
What a way to WIOD. Don't forget, coming this Sunday, man. This is the big Sunday that we wait for all year long so we can milk it and bleed it and squeeze it and play with it. It's the big draft party this Sunday.
Oh!
The 9th annual WIOD draft party live from Joe Robbie Stadium. It goes on from 2 to 8. We'll be broadcasting from 3 to 8 on the 200 level. Gates open at 2, and the party is free to the public. How do you like that? Dolphins select a seed day on the same day, by the way. The first 1,500 people get a 610 WIOD sports fan bag filled with all kinds of hazarai, prizes, invaluable certificates, and stuff that we cleaned out from the closet, okay? So come on out. I'll be there. Everybody's going to be there. George going to be there Sunday? Come on. Huh? He said unlikely.
It's a good maybe.
Huh?
Probably.
Maybe Victor will be there with your $20, but I doubt it. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello, on a Broward line.
Hey, I tried to call Friday, but it was so busy, it was like impossible to get through.
Boy, I wish I had that feeling today.
I wanted to.
It hasn't been too bad for a Monday. Not too great.
Okay.
It's been all right. Okay.
That Marlin game yesterday, that was the best game of the year. Best
yeah, isn't that
year.
Something? When the best game of the year is one that you lost, that's a pretty sad comment.
Yeah, it is. Well, the best part of it was when that guy dumped Benito right on his ass.
I loved it. That was the highlight for me, too. He just, he went, you know, in fact, it was kind of like a half-hearted thing. You know, the ball, it was, you know, he ducked out of the way. It hit the bat, didn't even hit him. And then he got up and he kind of looked at the umpire like, well, I think I played enough today. Let me get out of here.
Yeah, I'm
and he
tired.
Like went,
out here.
Yeah, he went zipping out there, and the guy just picked him up and threw him down like a matchstick. It was beautiful.
Here's why I called originally.
Why did you call?
On Friday, you made an analogy saying that Wayne Huizenga would came to everybody's door and $10 million, then came back and took it back. I would like to make an amendment to that. He came to everybody's door and then gave them $10 million and came back and said, well, we made a mistake. Give us back $2 million and keep $8
million. Yes!
It's not a perfect world, but right. Hey, we got the Marlins and the Panthers, so what the hell?
Exactly. What's everybody getting their nose out of joint for about Wayne?
I'm going to tell you something else, too. Colorado, their attendance is down, too.
How much? How much are they drawing? 75,000 now?
I doubt very seriously whether they dropped as much as the Marlins, but everybody's down a little bit.
Right, everybody's got to go down a little bit.
Right, well, we might get $2 million. $2 million would be respectable.
What's wrong with that?
And so
the good part of it is, if he lost money last year drawing $3 million, he'll lose his ass doing $2 million this year. So everybody should be happy about that. So what are they bitching about?
What, did he come out and say they lost money last year?
Absolutely.
They did say that.
Yes, they did.
Well,
and they drew 3 million people.
I could tell you how he could save $1.5 million real fast.
I could tell you how he could save $3.8 million, speaking of throwing down like a matchstick.
Yeah, well, you add them together, that's $5.5 million. Get him out of town.
Right.
What the hell is he waiting for?
I'm getting more testy by the moment thinking about those two. Thinking about that pair.
Okay, take care.
Okay, see ya. Boy, that was quick. Okay, we have an open line in Dade, 751. In fact, maybe John Kruk could come over and play first base, okay? Maybe what we don't need is more testies. Maybe what we need is a guy who can hit the ball. Huh? That's something to think about. No more testies at first base. We just traded for John Kruk. All the Broward lines are wide open, and I'm getting really pissed off about it. At 524-9463. Are we going a little bit too fast? 524-WIOD. Okay, you got it? 12 after 1 at WIOD and WSUN. Here's this story again, this Bubba Micey. Superstar Janet Jackson's $40,000 black Range Rover was returned to her in less than 2 hours after she reported the theft from her Malibu mansion. Why? I'm not going to go through this long story about the LAPD and how they beat the crap out of the car thieves. The reason she got it back is because she had a LoJack tracking device buried in her bowels of her car. That's right. And LoJack, the best auto security system available, is that one-of-a-kind stolen vehicle recovery device that everybody needs if you really want to have a chance to get your car back after it's stolen fast in one piece while it's still worth getting back. And right now, when you buy your LoJack recovery unit for that one-time cost of $595, you also get a free, let me say it again, absolutely, positively free remote-activated car alarm along with your LoJack unit. So how the hell can you beat that? No added monthly fees, no hidden charges, no installation cost, absolutely, positively free with a one-time charge of $595 for your LoJack. So check it out with your South Florida new car dealer or call Elaine for all the straight information, toll-free, no obligation, 1-800-53-LoJack. That's 1-800-535-6522.
Now, the big news every weekday morning is Rick and Suds right here.
News Talk Radio 610.
Incredible.
WIOT.
What is a Buffalo Bill?
They play with each other naked in the streets.
This is for that guy who called from Tampa before.
He lives on Queer Street. Lingers round on Queer Street. He has a house and garden. I would love to see what happens. Paints his toes and pets his monkey. Women's clothes make him look real funky.
Yes.
He has a whiz-whiz and knows what to do. He wants me, Annie. Wants you.
He lives on Queer Street. Near a store where all the creatures meet. I wonder what they're doing in there. He says he likes it just fine. I'll bet he does. If you knew Judy, like I know Judy.
La, 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 la.
He lives on Queer Street, lingers around on Queer Street.
Okay, so if Boca Bryan's listening, George says it's okay the next time if we play that. We just play that one little musical bridge and we just forget the rest of it. It's 1:17 at WYOD, and here's Yankee Town again. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes.
Listen, I talked to you last week.
I know.
Okay. I was just wondering if you brought that paper in.
What paper's that?
You said you were going to
bring right. I was going to bring you the odds for, who was it, Green Bay?
Green Bay?
No, I did not, but I'll do it tomorrow.
Forgot.
See, don't ever ask me to do something on a Friday, like over the whole long weekend, because my memory won't hold it long.
That's why I called you today. I don't want to be chronic or anything, but I figured I'd call you and just...
But I did think of it, because it's sitting right on my kitchen table.
I figured I'd refresh you a little bit.
Yeah. So I'll bring that sheet in tomorrow.
I got a
along with all my
you.
Other sheet, yeah?
I turned on the radio, and you got a guy on the weekend, Phil Hendry.
Yeah.
I think he plays on Saturday sometime.
He plays it on Saturday.
He was doing something with the Marlins baseball. Are you aware of what happened Saturday?
No, I'm not. No.
It was bad. I mean...
yeah.
I mean, he was calling the game, and I don't even think the game was going. It was against the Giants.
Yeah.
Play a Giants game Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so he did the game?
You're asking me?
Was he the one that called the game?
Not for real, he wasn't, no.
Oh, I was going to say, because he had...
Maybe he was just funning you, you know? Maybe he was just like make-believe, like Phil generally tends to be, like make-believe.
Well, see, now that's what I thought, but it went on for about a good hour.
Well, it sure killed some good time.
Oh, obviously.
There you go.
I turned it off, and I was like, this, I can't... Because it was like... And he swings... he's going back. He's out.
I'll tell you one thing. Bob Green is enchanted with Phil Hendry. He has a love affair, and I think Phil's got some old pictures, too, so...
Well, I mean...
We love Phil Hendry.
It was a different kind of show.
Yeah, it's different.
If it was a baseball game, he sucks.
Yeah. But considering it wasn't a baseball game, he's not so bad.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, well...
Okay, I'll bring that in for you tomorrow, Pally.
If you would, please, and in closing...
Yes.
Hey, Bill... You're a douchebag.
Okay.
See ya.
Two open lines at Broward. That call was from Yankee Town, so that hardly qualifies as a Broward call. 524-9463. Maybe they're all at Harrison's Market in Sunrise. Is that possible? Maybe they're getting ready to help Cheryl kosher her house. Let's go to the Keys on a Star Line. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Buenas tardiness to you.
Buenas to you, man. Bonasera.
Yeah, well, you know...
Not too early still.
That was a hell of a Marlins game yesterday. I was watching it on Canal 23.
Yeah.
Down here and listening to it on the radio. Was that Phil Hendry that was calling it on the radio?
Evidently, yeah.
I'll be damned.
He's doing his impersonation of Joe Angel.
You know, later, while I was reading the latest issue of South Florida Magazine and their article on Wayne's big land grab, so you know it's got to be true because it was in South Florida.
Yeah.
I was thinking, he wants to change the name of the stadium. Now, I don't want anybody to take this idea away from me now. You know how they changed the name of Cape Canaveral to Cape Kennedy and everybody got all upset?
Yeah.
And so they called it the Kennedy Space Center at Cape Canaveral?
Right.
I have the idea that you could maybe call it the Blockbuster Football Arena at Joe Robbie Stadium.
There you go.
Now, I want anybody to take that...
Too seriously, right.
I want it to be strictly mine, and Wayne's got to pay me money for this.
Okay. We'll send over a little sack for it a little later on, okay, Pally?
That sounds great. But I want you to know that I do go to the gym, but I don't hang out.
Okay.
I had the same cable accident that Bonnie had the other day, except I had it during a Rick and Sud show, and it got me so excited I stuck my snooze bar together, you know, with the radio, clock radio thing.
See ya.
Thanks.
Don't kid me about these guys who hang out at the gym, okay? Don't try to give me a song and a dance. Bunch of guys running around, real sweaty, almost naked, showering together. I bet you Mandich hangs out at the gym a lot, you know? Probably. Let's do a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to call about Phil Hendry's broadcast on Saturday. It was absolutely brilliant.
There you go.
He was so fantastic. He called about 7 innings of an imaginary game.
Wow.
He had Joe Angel, by the end of the game, was brought out of the broadcast booth in a straitjacket because he was getting too crazy.
Yeah.
He was saying things like, and the ball's going back, 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 back. It's going to be, he's at the warning track. He's at the wall. No, I'm sorry, he didn't swing at the ball. It was a ball. There's a midget in the front row with a hot dog and mustard, and the light was shining off it.
So it was really great, huh?
It was terrific.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Bob Green calling in, ladies and gentlemen. We have an open line in Broward. Now, Bob Green thinks that Phil Henry is the greatest thing since sliced halva. He's just obsessed with that man. So who the hell am I to argue? Because he gives me a lot of free baseball tickets. It's 122 at WIOD and WSUN.
Looked like a pine needle sticking out. It turned out to be the tail of a chameleon that had been riding the swell up and down.
Oh.
And he was just laying there, just comatose.
Yeah.
And what color was he at this time?
Kind of a dark brown. Nice.
Okay, yeah.
Dark brown, but just squeezed his little stomach and grabbed his little chin and blew it right in there.
Is that right?
Rick and Suds, weekday mornings on 610 WIOD. This afternoon at 2, it's the goddess, Randy Rose, right here.
News Talk Radio 610.
Rowan!
WIOD.
This is Mike Brophy, senior writer with the Hockey News. They don't come any better than Neil Rogers.
Buses arm in Miami, walking down the stairs. You didn't see Hank's leg sticking out.
Oi! Oi!
Bobby grabbed the handrail, but Gary greased it good. He won't be signing anybody out.
Hey, stupid!
Oh, feeling pain is typical when working in this place. Nothing. You ain't worth nothing unless you're working for free. Oh, bust your ass or bust your arm, it's all the same to me. Busting it is good enough for me. It's good enough for me and Bobby Green.
Very timely as usual, because Bob Green and Wayne Huizenga both made their money, most of their money, in pretty much the same thing, which was, George?
Waste management?
Right. Okay, let's go to Clearwater. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
King Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to call you last week. I was kind of busy running around work. But I got a few things to talk about the previous week's happenings.
Previous week?
Right.
Was I here?
Excuse me?
I wasn't here.
Right, I mean, the last week. Not exactly.
Yeah. Whatever you say, I'm agreeable to that.
All right, sounds good. All right, last Saturday, I went up to Orlando to see the Velcro Avenger, Ron Jeremy. And this was the
Velcro Avenger, Ron Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And this was the Saturday following Kurt Cobain's suicide.
Uh-huh.
And down I-4, I kid you not, the next morning, there was already graffiti all the way down. I was heading west, or east, rather, I'm sorry. And there was all kinds of graffiti the whole way. So that's pretty much the happenings around here with our people who love him so much.
Yeah.
And also, I got another thing. I'm a big Lightning fan. I'd like to congratulate the Panthers, though, on getting that far their first season.
Right.
And I think they're doing a great job. And it's kind of ironic that the Isles beat the Lightning, and then you guys, you know, you guys beat the Isles. So that pretty much doesn't seem fair, but...
But life isn't fair.
No, not at all.
That's what Jimmy Carter said. Look what happened to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, and real quick. I'd like to thank you in advance for keeping me updated. I'm sure you will next week and for the next 2 months on all the playoffs going on.
We'll have highlights that haven't even been invented yet.
Yeah, I hope so.
And not even with Phil Henry, like the real thing.
Oh, the real thing. Hey, yeah. Hey, real quick douchebag. Chris,
yeah.
Transmission Enterprise, big douchebag. And Moynihan, shrivel up your penis. See you, Neil.
See ya. Shriveled up penis, is that what he said? Something like that. Well, I bet you there's people who weren't listening at the beginning today.
Wilson, the lone forward. 5-on-3 on the Bruins' trail, 2-1. Puck is cleared out. Good play by Wilson. Trying to break. But back for it, Wesley. Wesley winding up. Over the line of Tchaikovsky, back for Bork.
And they need movement.
In. Tchaikovsky. Bork. Tchaikovsky again. Ray Bork. Holding. Tchaikovsky. Cross. Score! Out! Beautiful pass! Tchaikovsky! And Bork! And the Bruins tie it at 2. Bruins start again. I have Frady, a long one. Donato. Mawa over the line. With Stumpel. In the middle. A shot. Block. Kept in by Wesley. He moves in. Shot. Block. Another one. Score! The Bruins! Donato knocked it in out of the
So anyway, I guess I was right about that Boston-Washington trade, huh?
Not.
Sorry, I'm afraid he's playing his brains out for the Bruins. So I'm not perfect, okay? Here's Hallandale. Hello.
Andres Galarraga.
Oh!
Galarraga. Galarraga.
Oh!
Galarraga.
Oh!
Galarraga.
We have two open lines in Dade on the J. Roe Keats line, 751-WIOD, and one on the purple line at pound IOD. Come on, let's pound it, man. Let's pound it for posterity and see what happens. Here's a lady in Boca. Hello.
Maronda mia.
Mamma mia, what's that mean?
I'm so happy.
Maron.
Maron, that means like, oh, man.
I thought that was like a Chevy dealer at Pembroke Pines. Maron Chevrolet.
Could be. It sounds like it. I'm so glad that you got to go to Italy and rub dirty elbows with some of my relatives.
Menage la miseria.
Oh, did you get to stamp some
Prepara great... Prepara la macchina.
Oh, you are very, very,
Fabrizio. You know, in my favorite restaurant, by the way, there's a waiter, his name is Fabrizio.
Ah!
But I did not let him prepare la macchina.
Ah.
Since I didn't have one anyway.
Did you get to stomp on some grapes while you were over there?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Next time.
There's a little town. My Aunt Ginny goes there. Now, not Ginny. I didn't say Ginny now for people out there. I'm Italian now.
See.
It's Ginny. And she, she's about 350 pounds, you know, and she stomps those grapes. I don't know the town. It's somewhere... Somewhere in the boot somewhere.
Yeah, probably Corleone.
Probably, yeah. But you know what I...
Or maybe Syracuse.
In Sicily, I don't know. I wanted to give you some information about the lady that called before. Was that your mother or no?
My mother don't call the show.
Oh, your mom.
One thing about this show, I don't have no relatives calling this show, and I don't call them. And let's keep it that way.
Smart. She just sounded like she could have been your mother. She was talking about a shower hood.
Oh, that was the Cockamoon lady.
Oh, I try to listen. Most of the time I'm in the car, and I can't hear you over my cursing at the other drivers.
Sometimes known as the...
Thanks for calling.
...lady.
Oh, I see. You should leave her in charge when you go away.
Yeah, she should do the show. That's a good idea.
What a cute little voice on her. She has that innocence. You know,
yeah, everybody loves her.
She's cute. I know where she can get a hood from.
Okay.
She has to call. Tell her to call Valley Beauty Supply. There's one in just about every town, Boca or Pompano. I don't know where she's from.
Sally Beauty Supply?
Sally Beauty Supply, and they'll help her over there. They have everything that you can use in the shower, from radios in the shower, and all kinds of chairs if you can't stand up.
Chairs?
Chairs. You know what I'm talking about, for people like geriatrics that can't shower.
There are people who sit on a chair in a shower? Really?
I swear to you.
And what are they doing?
Well, it's like a stool.
That's probably what they're doing, yeah. Oh,
they take
God.
Care of two things at one time, right?
Probably softens it up a little bit.
It is so hard.
Yeah.
Constipation? No.
I guarantee you there aren't too many constipated Italians.
Oh, no.
Not with all that bottled water they drink. Corn gas, of course.
Oh, no. That's right. And between that and the wine and everything else, you know.
Keeps you real regular.
Italian bread's a stopper-upper, so you got to, like, lay off the bread sometimes, you know.
Hard to do.
Yeah.
Especially those breadsticks. God, do I love the breadsticks.
Garlic, breadsticks. Yummy.
Mamma mia.
So were there a lot of hairy arm-pitted women there in Italy that I hear?
A lot of hairy what?
Arm-pitted women.
No, I didn't see any.
Oh, because like a lot of times, like my friends, if they're not Italian, they'll look under my armpits when I'm wearing like a short-sleeve shirt in the summer. You know, I know they're looking.
Just a few of those damn gypsy women. With their bazooms hanging out, carrying those young babies with those schmatas and their little bratty kids running around and distracting you while they separate you from all your valuables.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. You had to be careful.
The gypsies.
Over there, huh? The gypsies, I know, right? Even in Italy. This has been. But I'm glad you had a good time.
The best.
I have to ask you one question because you gamble a lot and you go to Vegas. My parents went to Mississippi on a casino boat.
Riverboat.
And I haven't heard from them in 3 days. What do you think happened to them? Is it safe out there, or...
Menage.
They're gone, I mean...
Menage.
Yeah?
I just hope they remembered you in the will.
Oh, God, don't say that, because I'm really worried. And it's a number, too. Is 5 magic 5 or something?
Don't worry about
it. I'm like, Mom, come home.
Somebody disappears for a couple of days. Just
really?
Stay calm like I do all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
24 hours, though, right, on the boat? So she may stay over on the boat.
They'll be there for days.
Yeah, okay.
Plunging their guts out. Maybe they got lucky.
Maybe. I hope so.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Grazie.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Prego.
Bye.
We have an open line in Dade, 751, one in the green line. One. Those cigars are killing me, man. No more food, no more cigars. Stop already. Stop the insanity, goddammit. You notice she's like as good as bald now. She's like bald. Oh, and what the hell infomercial did I see yesterday? I should have written it down. It was the most asinine. It's called, it's about how to tighten up your butt, make your cheeks. What do they call that? Have you seen that? Cheeks like steel or something like that.
Buns of steel.
Buns of steel, man. I've eaten in that restaurant. Buns of steel. As in...
It is so hard.
Talk about giving new meaning to the term hard ass. I'm serious. This is an infomercial. It's one of these exercise things. How to have buns of steel. Oh! God. 136 at WIOD and WSUN. Well, if you want to have, like, buns of steel without doing that, how about losing some weight might be a good way to start. And you want to do it easily and painlessly, Ultra Slim Fast is the way to go. Trust me, because Ultra Slim Fast shakes are delicious and nutritious. In fact, each shake is loaded with 19 vitamins and minerals. And you don't have to starve to death because you have one for a delicious shake for breakfast, another one for lunch. They're loaded with fiber. They give you that full feeling. And then you have a sensible dinner, like real food, not some prepackaged garbage, but like a real dinner. And it's going to help you shed those pounds effortlessly. Just take a puke at Angelian, man. She's been doing it, and so will you, too. Give Ultra Slim Fast a chance to work for you. Give it a week. It'll take off the weight. Pick up Ultra Slim Fast products at stores just about every place.
Hey, football fan.
Rick and Suds, weekday mornings right here.
W-I-O-T.
It's hard. It is very hard.
Many of us may not be getting enough.
You pop out on the scene, make the girl scream, skin that's supple and fine. It's 16. It's beautiful.
No.
And it's fine. It gets kisses from girls, they stroke his pearls, never touch a behind.
Oh!
It's 16. My chest, ooh, and it blew, it ruined my vest, it came out of my jeans, and into my life, oh, how it makes me feel fine, it's 16, so beautiful, and it's mine.
Join Rick and Suds in Depot at Hialeah Speedway this Saturday night, 7:30 to 10:30, night of exciting racing, and they're going to be like, aren't they having a thing? Some kind of competition. And I think Defoe is going to, like, pick up Rick Riley and slam Duncan just like they did with Benito the other day. That ought to be fun to watch. Here's Rosewood on the Starline. Hello. Hello. Starline. Arrivederci. Up of yours, up of your nose. Here's Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Does Phil Hendry swallow or spit? And does he gurgle in the...
Let's go to Ask Bob Green. Let's go to Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
First-time caller.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your show very much.
Yes.
You were talking about racing. I went to Hialeah on Saturday.
See.
And seen the big race there.
Yeah.
When they had the winner, I looked down in the winner's circle, and it looked like they should have played the Godfather's theme with the wide-brim hats and the black shirts and silk ties.
Really?
And so I asked the fellow next to me, who are these people?
Yeah.
They own the horse, and they own the track. It's the same thing. So if you're going to Hialeah and you want to win, then you bet on the owner's horse.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And one other
thing. It's like when you went to Tampa Bay Downs, when George Steinbrenner was the owner, you bet on George Steinbrenner, which I think
he still
is. Is
that the
way it works?
Yeah.
Bet on his horse.
Well, there's one other thing that amused me there.
But when you go to Pompano Park, don't necessarily bet on the horse owned by Castleton Farms because it's still running.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But one other thing amused me there. There was, in the program, a lady owned a horse. Her name was Mrs. E.H. Cox.
Yeah.
C-O-C-K-S.
Yeah.
And a jockey in that same race was named Marlon C. Suki.
Suki, Suki.
S-U-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S
We have an open line in Dade, 751 and 100 Green Line at 1-800-COXAHOYS. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Okay.
You were talking about the health club. I was just coming back from Scandinavian on Sunrise there.
Yes.
My health club. I've been there 13 years.
Right.
And you're right. You're so right about what's going on in there. We have showers in there that you have four showers, and you got to turn around with a big stall with six showers, and that's where they all go, the gay people and everything.
Yeah.
And they're in there stroking and doing everything, making noises when they, you know, this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And then we put a bathroom in there with a lock, okay, and you have your regular bathrooms. They even took the locks out of that bathroom.
Yeah.
Because people were locking the door.
They took the locks out of the bathroom
and
put them on the bagels, no doubt, yeah.
Yeah, because people were having sex in there and locking the door.
Really?
But what really ticked me off, I was coming back and you were talking on the radio there. About,
sounds like the club baths to me.
Yeah, well, whatever. But what happened when you were talking about the health club, I said, I got to call you on this. Because I was in the sauna and now they cut the steam out. The steam is broken and they're not going to fix it because they said they're having too much sex in there at night.
Yeah.
And, you know, this
well,
is
how much is
me
how
now.
Much is too much?
Hell if I know, but I'm just saying.
How do they know it's too
now.
Much?
Have they
taken a survey? Maybe they're having just enough.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, this stuff is going on. It's unbelievable. Until yeah. when it starts affecting you like that, you know.
Right.
I mean, I don't care. People can do what they want. I mean, but do, you know, have, you know, courtesy and whatever.
At least to pull a shower curtain shut.
Well, there's no shower curtain.
Well, there you go. That's what we need. That would stop all of that.
But now they're cutting out the steam, which affects us. Okay?
Right.
And that's not fair. I mean, you know, it's not right. You know, and when I heard that, I said, I got to call you much.
Bring the steam back, man. That's what we say.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See ya. I would think it'd get pretty steamy in there anyway, wouldn't you? Huh?
Yeah.
There you go. He ought to know. A man who spent most of his time showering with other jocks. I wouldn't be surprised if Mandit showered with, like, Steve Stone. And maybe even Rusty Staub and Luke Robitaille. But what do I know? Let's go to a Plantation. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good.
A couple things I want to ask you.
What do you
please?
Think of that hanky-panky going on at the Scandinavian, huh?
Hey, to each his own, I guess, you know?
Exactly. I think that guy was kind of enjoying it.
Yes. Let me ask you a question, please.
Yeah.
Two things. Number one, I'm going to Vegas myself June 3rd. I hear by bits and pieces, I understand you're going as well, or if you just went?
What do you mean if I just went?
Did you just go to Vegas, or are you coming?
No, I did not just go. I've been there about 8 million times, and we got a thing. We're going in June, a whole group of us.
What day? I'm leaving June 3rd. Are you going to
be
there?
June 16th.
June 15th?
16th.
Oh, that should be a good time. I'm staying over at the Excalibur. You recommend a nice place or what?
Nice, yeah.
Okay, that should be a good time. Yeah, I've never been before. So
right, you've never been to Vegas before?
No, I've never been. Never
oh,
been.
My God. And you'll be right next door to the Luxor and right across the street from the brand-new, big, gigantic MGM Grand.
I can't wait.
You're going to think you died and went to heaven, my friend. I'm serious.
I just might stay a few extra days. We'll see how it goes.
Guaranteed.
Bill, one more thing I wanted to ask you. I sent over a fax, I believe, on Friday. I don't know if you
How could you never have been in Vegas?
Well, I'm just, I guess I never really had the chance to get up and go.
You just don't sound like the geese. Are you from New York, of course?
Yes, I am.
How could you never have been to Vegas? You sound like a kind of a guy who's been around a little bit.
Well, that's for sure. And I've been my shares of the Bahamas casinos in Atlantic City.
Please.
I'm getting ready.
I want a full report when you get back. You're going to think that you just discovered the mother lode.
Oh, that would be my pleasure. One quick last thing, too. I sent you, I don't know if you got it on Friday, I sent the fax over. On a friend of mine works for the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, and I know...
the Kathy Willits thing?
Did you get it?
Yeah.
I just figured I'd share that with you.
Yeah,
I figured you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah, well, the part about the flashlight was interesting. What the hell were they looking? It was like a search party. God only knows what they'd find in there.
Can I ask you one quick question,
there might
too?
Be like a whole community in there at this point, yes?
Yeah, I bet you're right. I saw the thing about the shaving, and I understood it was $10 by hand and $20 by mouth. That must have been interesting.
Yeah. Had to get your teeth sharpened first.
You're kidding. Neil,
have a great day, Pally.
I'll recall you with a report from Vegas.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Plunge your guts. 147 at WIOD and WSUN. If you've ever applied for a mortgage, you know what a real pain in the ass it can be. You wait for the application. You wait again for the bank to review all the paperwork. You wait and wait. Instead of waiting, what you really want is to be moving into that new house. Well, at Prime Mortgage Investors, the waiting game stops. Their professional loan officers work hard to make sure that your loan application is processed quickly and efficiently. And because residential mortgages are all that Prime Mortgage does, you're working with the experts. Not only do they offer one of the fastest turnaround times, but they also have the lowest rates with programs for condos and homes and investors, and also no income verification loans. Prime Mortgage Investors loan programs are so flexible that if you're a creditworthy borrower, they can find exactly the right mortgage just for you. Your mortgage is Prime's only business, is as important to them as it is to you. So call the Residential Mortgage Hotline today for more information and speak to one of Prime Mortgage Investors' professional loan officers. Call today, 446-4979. 446-4979. If you're tired of waiting, if you're tired of playing games, call Prime Mortgage Investors, the residential mortgage specialists.
There's only one way to cover South Florida traffic. You gotta cover all three counties. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. You gotta have more traffic reports. At least six every hour during rush hours. And there's only one station in South Florida that goes this far to get reliable traffic information to you every day. South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610 WIOD.
This is computer.
News Talk Radio 610.
Oh, God.
WIOD.
Do you think vegetables have rights? Do you have secret little tea parties with your broccoli? Then you need Veggie Anonymous. Our 10-step plan begins with deprogramming by an ex-slaughterhouse employee. Mr. Oscar Meyer explains.
Case study number 52, Blossom. Before Veggie Anonymous, you were an irritating, holier-than-thou tree hugger, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I began eating carrots and apples, then grass and leaves. Soon I couldn't eat anything living. I ate dust and fog. I hit rock bottom when I actually thought Linda McCartney had talent.
That's when we took over. We tied Blossom down and shoved burgers down her throat for 3 days. She came around. They always do.
Steak, anyone? If your loved one is becoming an annoying vegetarian, call Veggie Anonymous now. 1-800-TOFU-SUCKS.
152 at WIOD. Here's the lady in Margate. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
How are you?
It's my anniversary.
Well, wow.
17 years, Neil. That's forever, Neil.
A lifetime.
A lifetime. And he gave me the best present.
Really?
He's not here.
Oh, that is the best present. The gift of absence.
The gift of absence. He's in Ohio, and he complained that it was cold, like I care. And so I called to, well, wish him a happy anniversary, even though he's not here to hear it.
Right.
He's a very big fan of yours, and he turned me on to you. So in response, I would like to say thank you. And
how sweet
of me.
Mm-hmm.
And has anyone made a request for Luis Miguel today?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. Well,
how about for tomorrow? Tomorrow's Luis Miguel's birthday, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Wait a second. What is this? Oh, this goes in here, Annette. Okay, I'm not touching it. How about for tomorrow? It's his birthday, so we can do like a whole bunch of stuff tomorrow.
Oh, how about two?
You didn't see the show last night, huh?
No. I didn't, but I've been listening this morning. Sounds like it was a great time.
It was a great show. It was on Univision, which is on Channel 23 locally, and if people would have told us about it, a lot more people would have watched it, but nobody knew it was going to be on.
You're right.
And I only knew by accident, and then it's like 9:05, and Fat Rich calls me and says, oh, I was watching some of the Marlin game against the Giants, which was on in Spanish, by the way, in 23, and I saw a promo for this, and I thought you might want to know, and I said, well, I'm watching the Penguins game right now, but I do know and get lost, you know.
Oh.
But it was great. And he did sing about 8 million songs, and he sang a medley of about a whole bunch of them, and then he sang a very long, dragged-out version of La Incondicional 2, and it was great.
Gosh, and I missed all that. I'm reliving it through you. And
every time you thought it was over, he would come back with less and less clothes on, and then finally came back with the suit was gone and the jacket was gone, and he had like a black shirt that would like first with two buttons open and then open almost all the way to the pupic and kept like accidentally falling wide open, and he kept pretending like he was trying to close it up, but he wasn't, and he was like sweating profusely and just oozing.
Oozing. That's
he was oozing, and everybody else was oozing, yes.
That's my kind of guy. Guy
yeah.
Who oozes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in closing, I'd like to call Jefferson Fieldhouse a douchebag.
Okay.
I love you. Thank
Have a happy.
You.
Bye-bye. Miami Beach on the pound line. What is that? What is it?
I think we're on hold.
We're on hold? How can we be on hold on the pound line? although it is real scratchy. We're on hold with music on hold on a cellular phone? Huh? I don't think so. Not for this kid. Here's Kate Coral. Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah.
Listen, did you watch ESPN SportsCenter last night?
No, I did not.
They had a little piece about how Miami teams have choked this year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there was a piece in that in the paper, I think Dave Hyde's column this morning, about how he's ready. The Dolphins choked and they blew the playoffs,
right.
And the Panthers kind of choked and they didn't
really
do the playoffs. And the Heat now are choking it so tight that they've cut off its oxygen, it can't breathe anymore, and it's gasping.
Why is that?
Well, maybe it goes with the territory.
I don't know. Okay, listen, you know when you call the Dolphin ticket office and they...
Estrangulando el pollo para acá.
Yeah.
They put you on hold and they play the WID radio call.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I thought you had something to do with them because... The one with the Dallas game where Manners goes, all right, you know.
They play that?
Well, they play the whole thing, but at the end of it, they play, yes, yes, yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, and that's from the Colt game.
Yes.
Right. And so, and then another one at the end of it, they played Manners doing, yes, yes. And I figured you had something to do with putting those tapes together, so I was on, I went long distance in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Of being on hold just to listen to all that. It was pretty good.
Beauty. I'll take all the credit for it. I did it.
And what? You know who's replacing Rick Weaver?
Who's that?
No, I don't know. Do you know yet?
Not yet. Maybe okay. Phil Henry.
All right. See you at the party this week, pal.
See ya.
Bye.
Te recuerdo, sí, tu pelo en libertad, hielo ardiente diferente a las demás. Te recuerdo así, dejándote admirar, intocable, inaccesible, irreal, irreal. Fría como el viento, peligrosa como el mar, dulce como un beso, no te dejas amar. Por eso, no sé si te tengo, no sé si vienes o te vas. Eres como un potro sin domar. Recuerdo así, jugando enamorada, vanidosa, caprichosa, ideal. Te recuerdo así, amando sin amar, impasible, imposible de alcanzar. No sé si vienes o te vas.
Ay, Luis Miguel, Dios.
Squirt, squirt.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.